Well, that was for the benefit of VHF FM listeners, Me Took Seed. But if you're listening on the World Band, hello and welcome to the Bogus Job Seeker program. It's a whole new thing. And you may be listening on FM thinking, what the hell's he talking about? Well, don't trouble yourself. Don't think about these things. It's too complicated and it's too late at night, unless you're listening on World Band and it's possibly any time of day that you might care to think of. And the Bogus Job Seeker is here for the next 1.5 hours on World Band, and maybe longer, but possibly not locally on VHF. And the man's here, come here, we've got something to talk about. I think we really need to talk.
Yes, it's good to talk.
It is good to talk.
As a certain commercial says.
It is very good to talk, I think. Very, yes. Very good to talk indeed. And we were having a little rag chew, or as I heard one radio amateur say many years ago, it's so good to have a ratchet chew. Have you heard people on about ratchet chewing?
Yes, I have.
Oh, I thought it was something
new. Ratchet jawing.
Ratchet jawing. This particular individual said, my wife lets me come up and have a good ratchet jaw. So, a ratchet chew. A ratchet chew, he said. Well, which I thought was rather amusing, but obviously not that funny, really.
Well, that was CB lingo, wasn't it?
No, it was amateur radio. Well, there's no difference. I mean, the radio authority see no difference between amateur radio and CB or mobile phone or anything. It's just rubbish, just two-way communication. I mean, who's bothered?
Yeah.
No one's bothered.
Anyway. Something really good coming up for...
we have.
For people who...
appreciate good music.
Possibly a bit older than these people that are into the boy bands.
Very much older, I would have thought, yeah, very much older.
We've got some Vintage Stranglers coming up.
We have.
From an album that I purchased back in 1977.
And I have to say, you've looked after it very well. It's on, of course, the old original vinyl, and it still looks very good. It looks better than vinyl records that I've bought recently. So
yes, so I do keep my records in very good condition.
More than the Bogus Job Seeker does, it would have to be said. His records are not in as good condition as the main man here. Very impressed. 22 years.
And it hasn't got a scratch on it.
It probably will now. I've been messing around with it. No, it hasn't. You saw me cue it up. It was expertly done, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was.
Yes, I purchased this record in the summer of 1977. It was the time of the punk rock era.
Yes.
The Sex Pistols had just been kicked off.
Just turn you up a bit.
They'd just been... sacked by EMI.
Ah.
And the Stranglers were the new big band, big punk rock band of 1977. Released a great album called Ratus Norvegicus, which I went out and purchased. And at the time, it seemed very appropriate to me.
Why was that then?
In 1977, because...
Why? Go on, you're going to tell me anyway, aren't you?
Well, the Stranglers...
I couldn't hold you back now.
The Stranglers...
You've got the bit between your teeth now, go on, you really have, haven't you? I've got you going now.
Well, the Stranglers released an album called Ratus Norvegicus, and there was a certain track on it which was called Down in the Sewer, and that's where I was in 1977. I was down in the sewer. With all the rats and
filth,
the filth,
excrement,
and the
general degradation.
Yes.
This next record reminds you, and in fact, it's in about three parts, isn't it, on the album? This particular track. Do you think we should play the whole thing? It goes on for about 7 minutes. I think we should.
I think we should. Yeah. It's
I think
classic.
We should. It is a classic, isn't it? Really. Yeah. They just don't make them like this anymore.
It kind of sums up how I felt in 1977, really, when I was down in the sewer.
It wouldn't be very pleasant. I don't think I've ever been in a sewer. Is it pleasant down there?
It's not very pleasant, no.
And do you have to wear sort of masks or anything?
Well,
or
they didn't give me any.
They didn't?
Nor any gloves.
Really?
Yes, I had to put the drain rods down the sewer.
Oh, dear.
And pull them out, and they were all covered in excrement.
It's not very good, is it?
And
really?
They never gave us any gloves to
Mind you, it was a long time ago. That's really not acceptable, is it?
I think they'd give you gloves nowadays, wouldn't they?
But they didn't then.
They didn't in 1977, no. You had to do it with your bare hands.
Not very good.
Not very hygienic.
I wouldn't have said so. I think you should sue them now. I mean, I think if you got...
Do you think I should sue Wolverhampton Council for that?
I'd take them to court for that, yeah.
You would? For my mental health problems?
I think you could quite seriously allege that Wolverhampton Council were responsible, or indeed are responsible, for your mental deterioration and your present parlous state of health.
Poor state of health.
Yeah, and I would sue them and claim compensation. Seriously.
It's affected my mental health.
Because you were an apprentice, weren't you? And you were coerced, weren't you, by that horrible man into doing that job. Well, it wasn't really a job, was it? And you didn't want it, did you?
No, not really. But no. I was coerced into it, yeah.
Yeah, I think you should sue them.
In 1976, I was coerced into it.
By Mr. Ford, was it?
That's right, Mr. Ford.
Now, you can tell I've got a good memory, because I did remember that.
That's right, yeah.
I think we should go round to his house this evening and flagellate him to within an inch of his life, if indeed he is still alive himself.
Hmm.
I think so. He's responsible for all this, isn't he? Yeah. He is the man that's responsible for your mental health problems.
That's why I hear auditory hallucinations telling me to get down the sewer. Isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, seriously, I think that there's a problem and it needs to be resolved.
Do you think so? In my past?
Definitely, I think you deserve some sort of compensation for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, we had to do it with no gloves and it was a pretty awful job. So anybody that's doing it nowadays...
they don't know they're born, do they,
no,
really?
No, not really.
No. Should we play the record?
Go on then. Down in the Sewer, he's the Stranglers. From 1977, Granddad's back.
We'll be right back.
hear those rodents. The rodents are there.
Let's just pull the drain rods out.
Pull the drain rod. What about the snake? The snake?
Oh, the snake. Now, the snake's another matter.
Let's hear about the snake. Tell the listener about the snake.
You just turn the snake.
Turn the snake.
And shove it down the hole.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll unblock the sewer. And
well, what happens if it doesn't?
Well, then you...
Do you have to do it manually?
You may have to put your hand down there, and I wouldn't like to do that if I was you.
Oh dear, oh dear.
I wouldn't like to do that, but the snake is not a very nice job. No.
And what happened, I mean, this business of when you were an apprentice plumber and the very bad experiences that happened at the time have coloured your life, haven't they, really?
They have.
And there was an incident back in the early 90s, I believe, when... the television was talking, I believe, wasn't it? Talking.
Yes, I was suffering from auditory hallucinations.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's not good, is it, really?
And basically, it was a four-letter word, or was it five-letter?
No, it's four, I think.
Four-letter word came out of the television.
And it was saying that you were basically dirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was saying...
You're dirt.
Was it awful, coming out of the telly?
No, that's not good, is it?
So I smashed the television up.
Yeah.
Put my foot through the screen.
Oh dear!
Because it was so bad. I can't repeat what came out of the television.
No,
really.
I think the listener can possibly imagine it's a four-letter word that you find down the sewer, and it's a little bit like dirt, you know, which is also
except,
a four-letter
except,
word.
Except it's smelly.
Well, dirt can be smelly, yeah. But I seriously think you've got to. I'd see a solicitor. I'd go and see a solicitor and. Make them aware of your current mental condition and how bad you've been over the past 12 years or so, and try and relate it to this business of being coerced into being an apprentice plumber, and see if you can get some sort of claim going against Wolverhampton Council.
Yeah, maybe I've got a case.
No, I'm serious. I'm not being funny about this. I think if I was you, I would do.
You would go and see a solicitor.
I think so, yeah. Someone who specialises in this sort of thing.
Mm.
You might not get anywhere, but I doubt whether you'd get legal aid, to be honest. That's the only problem. I don't think you would qualify for legal aid.
Yeah.
Which could be difficult. But worth investigating. And if it doesn't, if that fails, just find the person that was responsible at the time and sort him out, you know. Make him see the error of his ways.
He's probably dead now.
He could well be, couldn't he?
Yeah.
He could be.
It's been over 25 years ago. 23 years ago, to be exact.
That's a long time, isn't it? Hmm. Long, long time ago.
A long, long time. Over a quarter of it, well, nearly a quarter of a century ago.
Indeed. Indeed.
But and I'm still suffering as a result of it as well. After
no, this,
all
these this
years.
Is this is the point that I'm making. Really, I think you should. You may well. I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist, but I think you might well be normal now, in inverted commas. If it wasn't for these bad experiences, I think they could be compared to like people who were prisoner, you know, made prisoner of war or in a concentration camp or. Physically or emotionally abused as children, I think it's on the same level as that, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I think it has definitely affected me psychologically.
I've no doubt at all that's true.
I've definitely suffered as a result of it.
So you really ought to be compensated now, because you could think of all the lost income that you could have had, you know. Or you could have had a 40 grand a year job now. Unlikely, yeah. But you might have done. Could have been a general manager at Tandy or something, couldn't you? Responsible for all the buying of new products and things.
Yeah, I think that was a bad experience, that myself.
I think so, yeah, it wasn't good. I'm glad I didn't have to undergo that. Not good at all.
It wasn't a very nice experience, I must admit. I did.
And how much were they paying you at the time for that? Not very much.
In those days it was about 20 quid a week.
20 quid in 1976,
yeah.
77?
Yeah.
And you were left in 78?
I left in 79.
79. So you went through all that crap and then they said, we don't want you anymore.
That's right.
No, I think I would not be happy about that, because I think that all these problems you've had may I mean, that, I think that the Wolverhampton Council would allege that you would have had these problems anyway. You know, it's a chemical sort of imbalance of some description, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
But you think I might have a case?
Possibly. I'm the bogus job seeker agony uncle this evening, aren't I? The bogus job seeker agony uncle. No one can really.
I will admit that as a result of your personal experience,
I am your personal counsellor.
Counsellor, yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I will admit that as a result of that, I do suffer serious mental problems as a result of that.
It all stems back to that, doesn't it? You often find that people suffering from, mental disturbances of any real description can trace it all back to one defining moment or a period in their life that was very traumatic. And I think that's the case with you, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Definitely suffered as a result of that, psychologically, yeah.
But so that record we played by the Stranglers didn't bring back happy memories at all?
No, it didn't.
It brought back unhappy
But it kind of summed up...
times.
It kind of summed up things at the time, yeah.
Yeah.
It was rather appropriate at the time, I think.
I think so. I think we'd better have another record now. Not that then... It's all right, I'm suffering the after effects of a cold and my nose is a little bit blocked up. I was going to say, have another record now. Now. Need some tunes or something. But I'm wondering, who is listening at 6 minutes to 11 o'clock? 12 o'clock? The clocks normally go back this weekend, don't they? But I think it's... next, the 31st is still a weekend, isn't it? Who cares? Why they can't just abandon the whole concept of time altogether and, you know, we can just get up when the sun rises, eat when the sun is overhead at around about midday and then go to bed when the sun sets, I don't know, but anyway. Musica. Thunder. No, we're not playing the band Thunder because they're just not very good, really. That's Christine Hirsch, of course, who was with the Throwing Muses solo. That's not a single, actually. That's off the album that she released this year. And I'll tell you the title if I can remember it. What was the title of that Christine Hirsch album? No use asking. He doesn't know. But it was good. That was Cathedral Heat. And we're just coming up to the witching hour here on the Atom Clock. But if you're listening on World Band a little bit later on, we possibly not. Bang, look at that. Just kicked over there. Absolutely smack on. As if you really wanted to know. Let's have more music because we've got so much good music to fit in. And so little time. This is something brand new. From the ex-Soundgarden frontman Chris Cornell, single release from the album Euphoria Morning.
Here I can see that she's trying to
Can't Change Me, or as Chris Cornell sings, Can't, because he's North American. Can't Change Me. I think that's an edit, actually. Yes, it is, from the album Euphoria Morning. And there's a very long track on the B-side, which I haven't played, that we might take a chance on that a little later on. Bogus Job Seeker is here on VHF FM, locally to the Wolverhampton area, and also on shortwave across the country. And you might even be listening to this during the week. Memories of the 80s, when we used to do similar sorts of things. Nobody listened then. I wonder if anybody's listening now. Perhaps they never will. Perhaps they never will. Bellatrix and Silver Light of the Moon. It is a full moon if you're listening on FM. It's probably waxed and waned a lot by the time you listen on shortwave. But this is live, and just to prove it, he's here, still here. Hello, come in.
It's all right, I'm just going to make myself a cup of tea, I feel.
Oh, you've got nothing to eat, though, have you?
Nothing to eat, no.
I didn't think you were. Just hopeless. Hopeless.
That's right.
It's a complete waste of time.
Mind you, had those chips earlier.
Oh, I couldn't finish them, could I?
No.
I'm hungry now, and they've all gone cold.
Never mind. I can warm up for
no,
you.
No, I can't be bothered.
Don't you want me to do that?
Unhealthy. I eat too many potato products, I think.
Oh, right.
I think so. Not that it really matters, of course, because nothing's significant at all.
No.
Not
to worry, anyway.
Not to worry, no. Did you like that track from Bellatrix?
I did, yeah. Quite a pleasant track, though, I must admit.
Bellatrix from the album G and Silver Light of the Full Moon, as it is on the... What day is it today?
Monday,
is it?
If you're listening live.
Yeah, it may not be otherwise. They've got... Bellatrix have got a single out, something about a Jedi or so. It's not very good. Not very good. Not as good as that. Don't buy the single. It's not very good. Bernard Butler's got a new record out. Should we play the new Bernard Butler?
Go on, then.
You don't sound very enthusiastic
about it. Well, I haven't heard it, so...
No, I haven't heard it either. Not in the charts, but it's on a limited edition 7-inch picture disc here. Shall I press the switch? I think it's too late now. I have... Yes, Bernard's back, the ex-Suede guitarist, back with a new solo single, You Can't Change Me. You Must Go On, that's what it's called. Yes, You Must Go On. Sorry about the confusion there, which resulted in possibly a slightly crashed vocal. I'll put that on my tape to send to the people on top of the shopping centre, and they always do it, don't they? I think it's become a force of habit there. They say nothing anyway. Nothing of significance. Bernard Butler. No, I'm not. Not going to join them. Though I do know somebody on the inside. I wonder. Yes, I do. But he rang me up the other day. But a possibility of a vacancy not mentioned wouldn't fit in, would I? Not really. That's on a 7-inch picture disc. Mind you, they do get paid a certain amount, which is more than can be said for this. But this is enjoyable. This is interesting and enjoyable. And what they do isn't really. Bernard Butler and You Must Go On. And I got that slightly confused with the Chris Cornell, which is called Can't Change Me. There's nothing really... don't know how I managed to do that, because there's no similarity at all there, is there really? None at all. Bogus Job Seeker in the house for about another 45 minutes or so. And this is the brand new single from Fungus. A Swedish band now based in London, and that's a 7-inch single, one of their better ones. Not been overwhelmed with some of their material, but I just about managed to summon up the enthusiasm to fork out the measly amount of money that Richard Branson requested for that one. And it is on, no, it's not on picture disc, is it? But it does come with its own little sleeve. Well, not. It's got a plastic sleeve as well as the cardboard one. You know what I mean. Anyway, the sort of clear sleeve to stop it all getting dog-eared. So I tried to transfer that to another 7-inch that I valued a little bit higher, but it was wouldn't fit. So I had to put it back on the Fungus 7-inch. You're not really interested. No interest at all. Right, so let's have something from the new Royal Trucks LP, which is called Veterans of Disorder. In fact, let's play the single. Why not? Let's go for the single. This one's Water Park. We can't get rich, baby. Damn, what's the way? That finished rather abruptly. That's Water Park, and barely more than 2 minutes in duration from Royal Trucks. You may remember a band called Pussy Galore, and I think they sort of became Royal Trucks, or at least one of the members was in Pussy Galore many, many years ago. I did say, in fact, we'd have more from Chris Cornell. Here he is with the B-side of the single. This one's a Flutter Girl.
Flutter Girl, you don't wanna know what I live.
That's Chris Cornell, of course, the former Soundgarden frontman, still sounding depressed, even with all that money in the bank from the Super Unknown album. That was 94, wasn't it? As long ago as that. And I've just, in fact, been discussing with the station manager here how long it's been since the Bogus Man first appeared. And we worked out it was 1986, so over 13 years. So not the longest serving presenter on here by any means, but one of them getting along that way. I hope you enjoyed that Chris Cornell track, and sincere, man sounding sincere. I mean, do I really care if you thought it was a load of old crap? I liked it, so I mean, well, I think it's radio for the more mature. The discerning listener, the person that does appreciate good music and not just all the terrible things. I mean, what I'm trying to do really is enlighten people. But I think maybe urinating into the wind. But you know, what can you do? What can you do? Just struggle on in the face of adversity and continue ploughing a lonely furrow. Oh dear. How many people do you think are really listening to this at 12:30 in the morning now? I don't know. There must be a few. I would think there's to be a few die-hard people. And this is Dot Allison again, not from the LP Afterglow, but track 3 on the CD single. We played the lead cut not so long ago. Packed about 2 hours ago, maybe longer than that, but this is excellent. It's a thing called Blinds.
Thank you.
There she goes. Dot had many problems. I believe she was reading about her. So, mind you can't believe all that you read, but she had some sort of a very serious car accident and was addicted to morphine. She's been rehabilitated and come back with an album called Afterglow. I'm not sure whether that particular track's on there. I doubt it. It's track 3 on a CD single, but certainly good enough to be on the LP. And I do like her voice. You like her voice as well, don't you? You do. She has got a pleasant voice. Yes, I think so. I could sit and listen to her for a long time. In fact, if I'd got lots of money, I'm sure that I would go out and spend about £15 on the album. I've heard nobody giving away the LP, otherwise I would have certainly entered the competition. But as I said earlier, it was in the Observer newspaper, their CD, pop CD of the week, not last week, but I think the week before, or possibly the week before that. And so whether that will generate any sales, I'm not sure. I would have thought it would have I don't know, given a few people the impetus to go and purchase it. And also, she was in a band called One Dove, I think. I vaguely remember them from the early 90s, but not, unfortunately, got any of their records. But we do have some Type O Negative. Do you think we should play some Type O Negative? What about the one we heard last week about people dying? Everything dies.
I'm searching for something which can't be found, but I'm hoping I still dream of that. Though he died, I
Ah. Work. That's a typo negative. And everything dies. Expecting it to go on even longer than that, and not much separation between the tracks on that CD. Making more and more excuses. Life's just one long apology, isn't it, really? It is. Got no money, says Tony Stevens. Got no money. Wants to go out, got no money. It's a familiar old story. Mind you, free hospitality was offered of sorts anyway, so worth it. And I'm sure he's listening on the World Band. And I've got a new jingle, I'm not sure. Should we play the new jingle? Do you think we should? I'm tempted to. A new jingle has arrived. But I've noticed on the old UK jingle package, the bogus man was number one. Now, on this new one, it's number 57. That's a big drop, isn't it, really? But let's listen. I've not heard this at all, so let's see what Mickey Witt has done for the bogus man.
Bogus Job Seeker with Europe's Hotter Mix.
The Hotter Mix. I'm not sure about the Hotter Mix, really. Do you think that this isn't really a Hotter Mix, is it?
Well, not really.
No. No, it's not really a Hotter Mix. It's a sort of tepid mix, isn't it? A lukewarm mix. But certainly not a Hotter Mix. No. Maybe not a Hotter Mix. Let's play this Oslo record again, because it is good.
Yeah.
Hang on. Don't want to talk about other stations at the moment. They're not really worthy of any comment, most of them. That's the Bogus Job Seeker record of the week. A unique concept in broadcasting, I do know that. But it's from a Brighton-based band called Oslo. Perhaps they've got some sort of a fixation with the Norwegian capital. But that is good. Better than anything I've heard in the charts, I must say. It's not in the top 40, though. It's called Srika, spelled S-H-R-I-K-A, Srika. So if you see that going cheap, purchase it. Think so. Good record. Good record. Not sure what time. 12.5 minutes to one. We'll see how we go. We'll see how we go. Not going to stay on for too much longer because it becomes completely futile, doesn't it? But many people would say it is futile, even in the first instance, or indeed at any time of the day. But well, I would disagree with them up to a point. Who wants to listen to Earth Tone 9 at this time of the morning? Well, I think we do at the moment, so this one's a Grind and Click. That was rather silly, wasn't it? What track was that we were playing there before I switched it off? I think it was track 7? We'll have that again, I think. It's Earth Tone 9 and Grind and Click. And, of course, you didn't hear me do that because it was, in fact, an auditory hallucination.
Thank you. death from the grave. Thunder bomb my way. I'll skim around you. Taste my burn. Japan. Aging. Microgram. Sentry. Japan. AD. Microgram. Sentry.
I think it had probably finished, nearly finished. Was it worth going all the way back to the beginning on that? I've got a feeling it was almost over when I inadvertently... well, it was a computer error, of course. It was a computer error, and circumstances beyond our control, etc., etc. But a double dose of Earth Tone 9, a band that you may not have heard of, and well, certainly don't get... airplay, I was going to say daytime airplay, but they don't get broadcast really at 1 in the morning or lunchtime or any time really, so it's pity they're not around to collect the royalties. They would have had a double dose, wouldn't they, off that. Anyway, almost time for the bogus job seeker to disappear, but just how many more shall we have? A few? Oh, I'm not sure. Let's have a look at the tape. There's a little while to go on that. So let's... not that we are. I mean, this is the only programme of the day that is live. But as no doubt you're sick of me telling you, we are recording it for use on the shortwave band a little later on. Why should world band listeners be denied the bogus job seeker? I'm sure they're suffering withdrawal symptoms. Some of them. Although I'm sure there are others that wouldn't care if they never heard him again. Anyway, let's move on with this from a new retrospective compilation from Red House Painters, Grace Cathedral Park.
Rare and blistering sun. Almost hear roller coasters and sailboats in the sea. Hear noise and screaming, weaving in and out of happy music box sounds. But here I. Tell me why. Are you the same with any part? Save me from my sickness and tell me, why don't you like this? Tell me why you like this. Are you the same with any part? Save me from my sickness and tell me, why?
You know, I think even Vic Hitler approves of that one. Oh, we shouldn't really get too parochial, should we? Become like, what's it, who is it? The old granddad on the other radio station. I don't think he is a granddad yet, but I think he started his family late in life, didn't he? The 60-year-old one. John Peel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the old 60-year-old. All of the well, he's incoherent as well, and takes the records off and can't string a sentence together. But they give him a Sony Award. I think I heard Vic Hitler saying as well that he'd like a Sony Award. I'm not sure I would. What would you do with it? There's no chance at all of the bogus man ever getting one. Not even for those years of sterling service to the radio industry. Disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful. Who did we have? We had Red House Painters, of course, and Grace Cathedral Park, and might be the penultimate record if you're listening on World Band, so let's make it a good one from the New Electrics and Beautiful Mind. Should be.
First time.
Inside you.
Beautiful Mind from New Electrics, and looking at the counter, I think we're not going to get too much of the next disc in. In fact, I think I'll just talk. I'll just talk because it would be wrong, wouldn't it, to play about a minute of a record and then have it cut off in its prime. That's not professional at all. So I've got about 1 minute and 38 seconds to talk rubbish, really. That we did a lot more than that earlier on, so... Oh, yes, we've sorted out Stephen Overall's little difficulty. Well, not yet, but when he hears it, we will have sorted that out, hopefully. And, of course, what else has been going on? Not too much. Hope you have enjoyed the music and the chat and the ratchet jawing or ratchet chewing that's been going on. We do try and inject a little bit of humour, albeit dark, into the programmes. And well, it's not to everyone's taste, but I think that if you don't enjoy it, then there are other stations on that I'm sure suit your mentality. So. You know, they're on all the time. This is something a little bit different. And clandestine radio, I think, at its very best. Just looking at the tape counter, about 46 seconds to go. Does it switch off automatically?
Yes, it does.
It does switch off automatically. It's all right, I'm just waffling like this because I don't want to start the next track and have it cut off. I'd rather the bogus man be cut off in his prime than have... A decent record slammed out, because that irritates me when it happens. It doesn't happen very often because there aren't many presenters on here that do play decent records. Dare I say that? I think I just did, didn't I? I think it's about to stop. It's a good job. It has stopped. Is it? I haven't heard it cut out. Is it not recording over this again, is it? It's not.
No. Go on.
No, it's not.
Still going.
Still going?
Yeah.
Still recording?
Yeah.
Am I looking at the wrong counter then? What's where are we then? I'm looking at the wrong one, aren't I? How long have we got to go? I don't know. I don't understand all this technology, really. Not that it matters. I thought it was... I don't know.
You could have played a track there.
I don't...